The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Few ministries in America have been attacked more than Answers in Genesis. From the day they started to build the Creation Museum, they have been constantly harassed by the liberal media and socialist organizations which hate the message of mankind having a creator. These groups know they have to control the mind of the next generation in order to teach them socialism. The first biblical truth they must remove from the eyes of children is that God made them in His image, after His likeness, to have dominion. Unless they can convince them of the lie of evolution, they will lose the war to change America to atheism and socialism. America's founders were not fooled by the teaching of evolution. Others before Darwin had put forth the theory for centuries. But America's founders were men who had already considered the arguments against the Bible's explanation of man's origins and had rejected those arguments. George Washington revealed his thinking on the subject when he stated, "It is impossible to account for the creation of the universe without the agency of a supreme being. A reasoning being would lose his reason," he said, "in attempting to account for the great phenomena of nature had he not a supreme being to refer to." Sam Adams, the father of the American Revolution, stated, "In the state of nature, every man has a right to think and act according to the dictates of his own mind, which, in that state, are subject to no other control than the laws and ordinances of the great Creator of all things." It was Thomas Jefferson who wrote, "Almighty God hath created the mind free." James Madison stated, and this is the man that wrote most of our Constitution, "Religion, or the duty we owe to our Creator, can be directed only by reason and conviction." The Bible reveals plainly that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and that God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. It teaches that God had a threefold purpose in making man. He made us in His image to look like Him. He made us after His likeness to live like Him. And He made us to have dominion over all the earth. God made man to literally be an expression of His life in this world. He wanted to step inside us and live His life through us. You might say, He wanted to put us on as an earth suit and through us express Himself in this world. In teaching children that they are made in the image of God to be an expression of His life in this world, and that they are alive to teach that to their children, they grow up to be beings of purpose. Thus, they are delivered from the lies of Satan through humanists that would have them believe they are chance, meaningless accidents between the accidents of birth and death. By knowing their purpose and being equipped by biblical education to fulfill that purpose, they don't fall into the temptation of drugs and suicide. They live to prepare themselves to be able to shape the minds of their children so they too can know their Creator through Jesus Christ and shape the minds of their children to think with their Creator. Are you preparing your children to fulfill the purpose for which God created them by teaching them that He did create them? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.